And that's what I promise you month after month being here, is to spend this time to share with you the strategies, the techniques, the capabilities in mindset, marketing, and momentum to give you the foundation to be successful in all areas of your life. Will they all be aligned and perfect all the time? Hell no. But when you anchor in the right habits, when you anchor in the right strategies, ones I wish someone taught me, man, you do sort of become bulletproof and you realize I don't have to be successful but have a bad relationship, or have a great relationship but I'm broke, or have a great relationship and I make good money but my health suffers. No, screw that. We want to be in the best shape of our lives. We want to impact others. We want to be an example to others. We want to lean into our full potential plus some more. We want to reach that next level. We want to fail forward, learn, keep going, have that beacon of light that drives us. What's up, Inner Circle family, KBB family, those in my workshops and masterminds, and we invited some guests here. You're getting to see behind the curtain, be a part of our Inner Circle training that we do every single month. It's a privilege, a pleasure, honor to have you here. My inside DG family, you guys are the absolute bomb. Today, we're gonna talk about something that I feel is absolutely perfect for this time of year. If you're with me live, it's December 31st, or December 23rd. A couple days before Christmas, only a week and a couple days before the new year. If you're watching the replay, that's awesome too. If it's new, it's new to you. And it's capabilities. It's capabilities that fit in one of three categories, either mindset, marketing, or momentum. Today, we're gonna go deep on mindset. Because I want you to, and I think you want to too, you wouldn't be here. I want 2020 to be that year for you. To be that year that you have the breakthrough, that you finally say yes to the thing you should have said yes to a long time ago. Maybe say no to that thing that you've been avoiding. Maybe break through that fear, start the company, scale the business you have, leapfrog your career, finally get KBB rocking and rolling, or your real estate career. Whatever it is, 2020 can be your year. And why I think this session we're going through today is so important is because I think we're taught all the wrong things as we're growing up when it comes to setting goals or New Year's resolutions. And I'm gonna also say today, I'm probably not gonna share anything that you've never heard before. Oh, yes. But I'm gonna ask you to look through the eyes of, are you doing it? Is it what's missing in your life? So many times we think we need one thing, but we actually need something else. We want this, we want the marketing strategy, we want the thing that brings us the money, we want the tool, when we actually need the mindset to overcome the negativity in our life. We need the mindset to overcome the obstacles. We need the mindset to avoid what's going on around us, to quiet the distractions. We need the tools to say no to other things so we can say yes to what serves us. We need creativity to expand. We need the ability to not be distracted by so many other things. And that comes with the right mindset. So what I'm going to share with you today is what I believe to be is the number one piece, the number one foundation for building success in 2020. Now, before I get to that, I got to just share some personal stuff because you're my Insider Elite DG family, my Inner Circle family, my KBB family, my workshop family, and we've invited a bunch of great DG family guests here too. But I just want to share with you, I just got back. I went live for my KBB group in the Facebook group, and then I raced up about 25 minutes, and I just saw my son at 27 weeks in my wife's belly, of course, with the ultrasound, and they even did 3D. And oh my God, I was in tears, like I'm having a boy. It's like, it's been real because my wife is 6.5 months pregnant, but it was so real today, especially a couple days before Christmas, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. But man, talk about a gift. It was just really special. And it made me also realize that this time of year, I think we have heightened emotions. At least I did. I didn't always have. I mean, if I ever come across like everything's perfect, nothing goes wrong, and you should just be happy all the time, then I'm sorry, because that's not what I hope to be for you. I hope to be the most real I possibly can, most authentic, most raw, most transparent. I'm trying to think of other words to describe it, but it wasn't always that way. And I know this time of year can be a time when you look back and maybe you're super happy, or maybe you're a little sad, borderline depression. Maybe you look back and go, shit, another year wasted. Or, oh my God, most amazing year ever. Or somewhere in between. It's if you're with me right now and you're a part of my inner circle, or you're here right now, you're not someone that just does New Year's resolutions on New Year's Day and then you hope they work. You know there's more to that. But this is a time when really there is a line in the sand, right? It's like, especially going into 2020, it's like, what's going to be different? What's going to change? What's going to make it work? And I want to tell you, when you're here month after month, I don't just think about this. This is all my homework for you guys, 4 printed pages. I don't just go, oh, let me just talk about a topic today. I really dig into my life and I say, what allowed me to overcome this time of year when I was in a funk, this time of year when I was sad, this time of year where I thought I didn't achieve everything I wanted to, or, you know, that feeling you look in the mirror and go, why isn't there more for me? God, you're 30, you're 40, you're 50, you're 70, you're 90, you're 22. And you go, I should be further ahead. I should be making more money. I should be having more impact on other people's lives. I should be a better dad, a better mom, a better husband, better wife. I should have started my business by now. I should have 10 employees by now. I should be doing 20 workshops by now. I should have real estate going by now. It's all that, it just creeps into your subconscious. So if I know that, and I know some of you are rocking and rolling, it's time to put the gas down because this is the time to fuel it. If I know that, then what I want to do is I want to offer you the things that I feel will give you the most exponential growth in 2020. You trust me. I've been there. Some of you have, so many of you have had massive success in your life. But if you're following me, the only reason I'm up here sharing with you is because I've been in business since I was 17 or 16 cutting firewood, and I've never worked for anybody else. I've been self-employed. I've lost everything. I've been sad, depressed, throwing up, you know, had an ulcer from worrying so much. I had lack of sleep. I had all those. And I also had the opportunity to impact people's lives and sell my first book and my first mastermind and my first piece of real estate and second, third, fourth, fifth, and go on to start over 13 companies and have insane success, insane impact, and everywhere in between. So, I don't mean it to be taking a long time, but I really want to anchor this in on how important the message we're going to share today is in your success. And I don't want you to dismiss it because you might have heard it before. I heard so many things in my 20s. Maybe you did too. And in my 30s, I was like, that's not it. That's not it. I'd read Eckhart Tolle or Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins, and all those things really impacted my life more than you could ever imagine. But even when I read them and I shifted my life a little, I was like, well, I get it, but it's really about this. And when I, at this age, looking back, it was all about that. That's what gave me the unfair advantage. That's why I was successful in firewood and houses and apartments and a tow truck company and a collision shop and in auto sales and writing books and live events and building courses and being online. Like, how's that happen? Not by luck. Not because I found some magical way to get rich overnight. No. Because I found a way to be diligent. I found a way to overcome obstacles. I found a way to make my goals a reality. So when I come up here on a week before New Year's, a week before 2020, and I'm gonna share, I'm not just gonna share, I'm gonna share the thing. I'm gonna share the thing that when people say to me, if you could go back and talk to your 20-year-old self, what would you say? That's what I wanna teach today. People say to me, what do you think is the number one thing that holds people back? That's what I'm going to teach you today. But I'm going to start by telling you a story that I haven't told in a long time of a student who turned into a dear friend. Her name's Gina, and I was looking back through old notes I had before I wrote Millionaire Success Habits 4 or 5 years ago. And I was looking at these notes and like, oh my God, I have so many stories, but I want to tell Gina's, and I want you to, and I'm going to question you, I'm going to challenge you, okay? I'm going to challenge you this moment, when I'm done with this story, for you to tell me what you think. I'll phrase it as I go. So let me tell you Gina's story. Gina, amazing lady, was working, decides to be a mom, a full-time mom, which is extremely noble and amazing and harder work than most all of us, right? Full-time mom, has four children. And she stays home. Her husband has a corporate job. She stays home and raises her children. Amazing kids. And I've had the pleasure to meet most of them. And she did a little bit of piano lessons in between. But mostly, if you know, it's like four kids, it's air traffic control. So she raises great kids. She becomes a mom. Kids grow up. The last one gets out of college or gets out of high school and's heading off to college. And now she's like, okay, what am I going to do with myself? And she thought about going back to corporate America or going back to school. And a lot of her friends were literally doing things like the Costco meter person, at, you know, when you go to Costco, the meet and greet person and things like that, just for a little extra money, just to get you out of the house. Or maybe she could go back and do piano lessons. So she thought about doing her own thing. In fact, she thought about getting involved in real estate. But then that voice came into her head and said, you know, you've been a mom for 30 years, you know, 25 years, just a mom. And that's like just a mom. You're doing better than all of us, man, multitasking, managing, you know, ADD at its best, right? But what she started telling herself is that maybe she was too old. And she didn't know about technology. It kind of passed her by in a lot of ways. And, you know, she was just a piano teacher, just a mom. The world, like, all the things stacked up. And she told herself that over and over again to where she was stalled. And I wouldn't say, listen, I got to meet Gina and not just meet her, be dear friends and spent a lot of time with her. I haven't seen her in a couple of years, but I spent a lot of time at workshops and masterminds and just at my office, just a great lady. And she said she was like somewhat depressed, like, wow, is this it? Like, I raised my kids, I did that, and then they're gone, they have their own lives, that's all that's left for me, and it's too late for me to start anything new, and that was it. What do you think, and I'd love for you to share here in a moment. I wanna know what you think was holding her back, because she said she didn't have really the money to start, because they put a lot of money for college. The monitor was freaking out. I just want to make sure we're still live. Okay, it's back. Just the TV. Sorry, guys. I have a little confidence monitor where I could see myself, and it was blinking like crazy. So Gina had all these thoughts and wanted to do something, but what was holding her back had nothing to do with who was in the presidency, had nothing to do with how much money she had, and had nothing to do that she had been an amazing stay-at-home mom for 20-plus years. Had nothing to do that she lived up in Seattle area of Washington. Had nothing to do that her husband had a full-time job or that she was a little older now, her hair was a little gray. Had nothing to do that she wasn't working out or in the best shape of her life. It had nothing to do with any of that. You know what it had to do with? The one thing I want to talk about tonight. And this is what I want to help anchor in going into 2020. Excuse me, my nose is itching, I'm about to sneeze. Going into 2020, even though you've heard this before, even though you know it, this is the time we're going to go through it. We're going to go through an exercise today, and we're going to anchor this in, because if I want to serve you at the highest level possible, I have to give you the things that allowed me to break through. When I didn't think I could, this took me forward. When I thought the world was against me, this took me forward. When the money wasn't there, when the partners let me down, when my parents sat me down and told me I was a dreamer, when friends told me to get realistic, when the time wasn't there, when the economy wasn't perfect, when things collapsed, when my marketing didn't work, when my team members left me, this is what got me through. Well, you know the only thing Gina changed? She didn't get younger immediately. She didn't go back to college. She didn't inherit money. Her husband didn't come and support her on another level. You know what just shifted? One thing. Her story. That was it. Luckily, she got enrolled with us. Luckily, she watched my trainings like this. Luckily, something snapped in her. I'm not saying I did it all. I just gave her the spark. And all of a sudden, she went from this woman who felt outdated and passed by and used up because she did her services being a mom, and it was the next generation's time, that felt a little bit older and out of touch with technology and not great at being in sales and never ran her own business. The only thing that changed for Gina was this story she told herself. Yeah. You know what? I just looked down quick. You wrote, she made her move. She made her move. She shifted it. Back then, she got one of my real estate education courses. Her husband, greatest guy on the planet, was like, babe, we need to sit down and talk. Real estate? Really? You've never done it before? We can't invest a lot of money. I don't have money to put in it. Gina went in full steam ahead. And I gotta write this down. I haven't talked about Gina, if you're watching, I haven't talked about Gina in ages, but you ready for this? She started her own business that's making more than enough for her perfect life, and her husband doesn't need to work anymore. You know what she did after a couple years? Not only did she go in, start making enough money to pay for her kids the rest of her college, paid for their summer vacations that they all went together, paid for her daughter's wedding. A couple years into it, her husband was so unfulfilled with his job and was dying to be an actor. You know what she said? It's okay, babe. Quit. I got you. Seriously, I had goosebumps. She said, I got you. Okay? She traveled to over 25 cities in America and multiple countries. She spoke to a variety of audiences about her transformation. She got the opportunity to share. We helped her get on stages and she shared her transformation. She co-authored a book with one of her dear friends about her experience. She bought her dream home looking over the bay in Seattle. She literally made the money to sell her home and build her dream home. She paid for her kids' college education. She used her profits to pay for her vacations. She got in the best shape of her life. I saw Gina after a couple of years. I was like, girl, you just lost 10 years. 10 years. Hair different. Face different. It looked like... I'm not kidding. Gina, if you're listening, I don't mean this disrespectfully at all. You're a beautiful woman from the day I met you inside and out. But after this, her confidence went to a whole nother level. Did you ever see anybody when their confidence just changes? Like 10 pounds fall off of them. Like they're not even the same person anymore. Just completely different. I watched her lose 10 years and pounds off her shoulders. I don't mean weight. Just like off of her shoulders. She convinced her son to quit his high energy draining job in corporate America and work with her in a new business. They partnered up, her and her son. Her son's an awesome dude. She loves to drink great wine, eat wonderful food, and cherishes her relationship with God on a new level. She crossed almost everything on her bucket list. She smiles more than any other person I know, inspired her children as they watched her go from what she wanted to achieve to actually achieving it. She said her greatest gift of all was watching, and she, I have a video of her sharing this. I didn't know she was sharing it with my team, and she started crying. She said, the greatest gift of all is watching my kids see me evolve and know that they're proud of me. Now, I took a little time to say that, share that. I took a little time to share that because there's a million of those stories, and I get blessed to see them all the time. It's what drives me. It's what allows me to form my books, my training, my courses. I take this feedback. I've read tens of thousands of your comments of what's holding you back, what you need to go to the next level. Do you need tactical tools? Hell yes. It's why we created KBB, the Knowledge Broker Blueprint, with me and Tony. Do I write books? Yes, to give you the tools. Do I create courses if you want to learn real? Yes, I create all that. But here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to anchor in right this minute, and all of you know this, and successful people are already doing it, so if you're already doing it, we're going to anchor it in stronger. If you're not, if you think I already heard that, yeah, you might heard it, but are you doing it? I want you to know that none of it works. Not the Knowledge Broker Blueprint, not real estate, not your own business, not marketing, not sales. None of it works if you have a story that makes you exit before you get into the end zone. Upgrade your story. You always have to upgrade, and here's the word, your belief. It's all about belief. It's 100% about belief. I am sick of telling it, you're sick of hearing it, but the 4-minute mile, Roger Bannister, no one could do it. It said it was physically impossible for a man to run the 4-minute mile. In the history of time, nobody runs a 4-minute mile. He runs the 4-minute mile, and what, within a year, 14 people, or 2 years, 14 people break the 4-minute mile. Nothing changed. We didn't evolve as humans overnight. The only thing that changed was belief. So stick with me here. Let's upgrade your belief system. When I went from making $1,000 a week to $5,000 a week, or $100,000 a year to $250,000 a year, you know what had to change more than anything? My belief system that I could get there. When I got to $250,000 a year and I decided to go in the knowledge industry and create an infomercial, man, everybody told me I was nuts. I started doubting myself. I was an inch away from not doing it. Just so you know, an inch away. The only thing that had to change, I had to get the money and all that stuff, all the tactics, how to learn, all that stuff. But that's everything. But what had to change was my belief system that I could. At every level, when I wrote my first book and the editor said, this isn't a book, it's a 200-page conversation, throw this away, start over. It doesn't need to edit, it needs a rewrite. Hire a real writer. My belief system was like, you're dumb. You had dyslexia. You were in special ed. You didn't go to college. You're not a writer. You're an idiot for trying to write a book. Delete that baby. It was on my desktop. I'm not kidding you. I almost deleted that thing 100 times. No shit. After she told me that, I was like, what are you, such a fool? And then I shifted my belief again. I had to go back to the same thing I did in high school and in my 20s and in my 30s. I had to change my belief. And I said, screw that. I want to get my message out to the world. Maybe I'm not a good writer, but I'm a good storyteller. And I want to help people. And if this book only helps one person, then I don't care what anybody thinks. I changed my belief. I put that book out there. I'm not just saying this. I'm getting passionate over this. I'm trying to anchor this in. Maybe I'm taking too long to get to it. But I want you to see, I literally, no exaggeration, was 1 inch away from just deleting the whole damn book. It's called Totally Fulfilled. Went on to be a New York Times bestseller, and maybe you wouldn't have any of my books now if I would have deleted that book. You know why that book's here? Not because I'm a great writer. Not because I went to school to be a literary expert. Not because I had a great agent. Not because I had the perfect publisher. It's because I just had a belief that people, if I could help one person, I'm getting this book out there. That belief changed everything. That new story. So how important is it? It's everything. Listen to any podcast I've done around the world. When people get down to it, I try to make every podcast different. I try never to do the same thing twice. But when they do ask, what's the one thing you want to leave everybody with? What's the one thing you would tell your 18-year-old self? What's the most important thing? Change your story, change your life, change your belief. Because we're all going to have obstacles. We're all going to have people tell us we're nuts. We're all going to get to, it's going to be hard to start, and we're going to get started. We're going to get to a new level, and the rug's going to get pulled out from underneath us. People are going to doubt us. We're going to lose the money. The economy's going to shift. The laws are going to change. The regulations are different. The partner freaks out. The marriage ends. Like, all those things happen. The only thing that carries us forward, it's not the somebody lending us money, getting rich overnight, an uncle, and then they have faith in us, they're going to give us the money for our business. It's never that. It's the belief system that we have to shift. So not only are we going to shift it today, create a new story today, we have to get flexible. Because after you start your business and make your first check, you need a whole new upgrade of your belief system on where you're going to go. Where you're going to go. And if you get to a million and you want to get to 10, the same belief system, it's like an operating system in your phone or your computer. Same belief system doesn't get you there. So here's what we're going to do. First off, let's identify. Again, this is 101. This is Uncovering Your Story 101. Again, wherever you are, humble me and do this with me. If you were sitting here with me right now and I said, you want another level, whether that's starting the business or scaling the business, or maybe you have a great job and you just want to go higher up in your career and make more money and get a promotion. If I said, you know, you want to double your income, say you're making 100 grand a year, you want to quadruple, you want to get to 400 grand a year. You want to take your business from 300 grand to a million a year. You want to do your first workshop in the next 90 days, next 30 days. If I was to say, you want to do that, but, what's the but? But, family doesn't support me. But, I'm working 2 jobs already. But, I am an introvert. But, I don't have time. It's the economy. It's my boss. It's the employees. It's an unsupportive spouse. It's the education. It's where I live. It's your health. It's your lack of capital. These are all my notes I had for you. What story would you come up with? And again, this is not, if you're sitting there going, Dean, I'm doing good, man. This is for somebody else. No, I had to tell my story. When Tony and I decided we wanted to fix the broken education system and build KBB and try to make self-education the new norm, I had to create a new belief system that we could do it. Because I don't like dabbling in anything. If your belief isn't strong enough, you will dabble. If your belief isn't strong enough, you won't burn the boats. If your belief isn't strong enough, you'll go in and you go, Philippe, I'm going to go back on the sidelines. We need to anchor in a belief and a new story that fights through all of that. So if you think about it, what is that belief system? What is that story that you would say is stopping you? And maybe if you want to share, if it's, you know, it's hard to say in one word or a sentence, but share so everybody realizes we're all human. Is it where you live? Is it your current job? Is it lack of revenue? Is it lack of feeling smart? That's when all the time I felt dumb. I used to think, I didn't go to college. I don't have money. Nobody in my family has money. It takes money to make money. It takes education to make money. You got to be smarter. I had all those limiting beliefs, and I got rid of those young, but all of them, they've popped up over through the years a lot. But here's what I want you to think about. When you identify that, we're going into 2020. I want right now for you to upgrade that story this week, right? Don't ignore this. This is, yes, every month when you come back and next month when you're here, we will talk about something probably in marketing and more tactical. We'll talk about scaling. If you have a current business or a current idea, how do you not create another job? How do you scale that so you have revenue coming in? How do you use marketing from multi-channels to fuel that? That's what we talk about. Today, this is Mindset. If you don't believe you can, if you have an outdated story, I don't care what marketing I give you. I can give you the greatest business in the world. You're not going to do it. Greatest marketing strategy in the world. You're not going to do it. How to scale. You're not going to do it because your belief is going to eat you alive. So let me just ask you this. What is the but? Lack of revenue. I see all these pulling myself in 10 different directions. Overwhelmed, feeling like a fraud, broken story. My mom, like, I love this. Thank you for, seriously, the more you share, I just saw it. I literally could cry right now. I say that because the more transparent you are, the more real and raw you are right now, that's how you make a change. If it's because your parents never believed in you, feel that. If it's because you don't have money, feel that. If you feel like you're a procrastinator and you start 20 different things and you never finish anything, it's okay, feel that. Honesty, all change starts with being honest. All change is recognizing where you are. And I know this is hard for you. Some of you that are going through a tough time, not everybody is, but some of you going through a tough time right now, you're going, Dean, but you understand my story. My shit's real, Dean. My family doesn't support me. I'm broke. I got my back against the wall. I get it. I'm not dismissing it, but there's a lot of people in this group that had the same thing and they're out changing the world. I had my own struggles. So did every successful person you know. But they did one thing before they found the magical money machine. They changed their story. So that's what we're gonna do. So what is your story? You're sharing it. Yes, I was killing a little time for more people to own it and share from their heart. But I want you to think about this. Okay, now that you got your story. Brokenhearted, no money, no support, whatever your story is. I'd like for you to right now, this is where we gain momentum. I'd like you to go back over the last couple of years and really think about what that story's cost you. I didn't start that business because, fill in the blanks of that story. I didn't start the business because my relationship, I just don't have support. I didn't scale the company I have because no one believes in me, because no one gave me revenue, because no one will lend me money, because the banks are assholes. I didn't try to go after that next promotion because my boss, man, he just looks at me sideways. I didn't go after that next promotion because I don't want to build someone else's dream. I didn't go after that because no one gives me a shot and my boss is rich, screw him. I don't know what it is, but I just want to ask you this. How much power did you give that story over the last couple years? What does it cost you? What does it cost you on your freedom, your control, the evolution you want to have in your life? I bet to say that damn story or multiple stories have cost you way more and you've given way more credit to it than it deserves. And the more you give power to it, the bigger it gets. It goes from a boulder inside in the road that you have to drive around to a mountain that you can't get through. We have to chip that away and throw it in the garbage. Because I'm telling you, as tough as this sounds, to some of you, not all of you, and again, you've heard this, not making this up as a saying, I just invented this. No, but I do this. I am doing this on New Year's. I am doing this before New Year's. I'm doing now. I'm inventing what was my story in 2019? Who do I want to become in 2020? And what story do I need to craft to become that next level version of me? I am always crafting a new story. My partner and dear friend, Tony Robbins, always crafting a new story. He will challenge me every time I see him and say, who are you going to become in your 50s? Who are you going to become at the end of being 51 years old? And it will make me think, and I realize to become this version of me, I have to change this story. That story served me to get here. It's not going to serve me to get where I want to go. That story got me out of Egypt. That same story will not take me to the promised land. I need a new story. That's what we're doing today. We're talking about some of the shit that's held you back and how much it's cost you up until now. Has the story been, I'm not smart enough, I'm a fraud? I feel like that all the time, imposter syndrome. Literally, I run big businesses and I'm like, some days I'm like, are they going to figure out I'm not that bright? Like, someone gonna like call me out? Like, I feel that. But when I feel it, I don't let it pull me back. We got those two voices that live inside of us. You're no good. You can't make it. You're impossible. You got no money. Everybody's against you. It's the wrong time. We're all saying, and we got the voice to say, screw that. We can do this. Let's face forward. Let's not believe everybody else. We have both of those. This one just has to be a little stronger than this one. Shut up. Just a little bit. I was trying to be a puppet. So if we think about what it's cost us, and yeah, I want to create a little pain in your life. Think about what it could cost you moving forward if you don't change that story. So let's just think about this. Let's think right now, you are not the healthiest in your life because you're not that happy. I mean, here's the thing. Let's go upstream. Let's be real here. Say you're in a job. That's an okay job, pays the bills. But man, when you get in the car in the morning and you know you're going there, it's like, ugh. And you park and you go inside and it's okay, say hi to a few people and you sit there, but you just don't feel fulfilled. It's just not doing it for you. You know there's more, and that's not for everybody, but you're here. So just you self-identified by being with me right now that you want more. Some people are happy where they are, and I love that. You're not. You want another level. You want to tap into more of your potential. Let's not lie to each other. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to, right? But let's just think about this. You do the job. It's okay. Doesn't feel fulfilling. Don't feel like you're moving the needle in your life. Doesn't challenge you. You don't feel thriving. This isn't everybody, just this segment. When you come home, are you on fire to go, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to feel it today. I'm going to look good. Do you come home and see your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or family members be like, hey, everybody. Oh my God, I had such an awesome day. So good to see you. Tell me about your day. Here's what I know through history. Just had a great guy, Carl, if you're watching, Carl. He's like, he drove an hour and a half each way. He said no one said hi to him at the office. He said he felt like he was in a prison. I said, how are you with your girlfriend? He goes, shitty. I was in a grumpy mood. I hated my job. I said, how are you, you know, exercising? Like, no, I didn't feel like exercising. So when somebody says to me, no, it's not I don't need mindset. I just need the money. It's like, yes, you do. Because when you can shift the story, when it's time to make the move, say no to the job or transition or take the chance because you got a new story, what changes in your life, right? So if you say your health has been prevented, from the story you're telling yourself that's holding you back from doing something that can impact other people's lives, impact your lives and light you up, that is a trickle effect, like, you say, I don't really have the energy to work out, so screw it. And I'm not really in a great mood. I don't want to go out on a date night with my girlfriend, my wife, my husband, my boyfriend. And all of those things start affecting you. You're not making the money. You become complacent. You can start getting edgy. Then you figure out who to blame. Your subconscious, like, life ain't good. It's got to be somebody's fault. It's those damn taxes. It's those damn rich people. It's the liberals. It's the conservatives. It's the Christians. It's the this one. Like, your brain starts picking all this crazy shit. And all of it is because upstream you got a shit-ass story keeping you driving to that shitty job, accepting something that you deserve more, and living small, and it's affecting everything else. So what has that story been costing you? We thought about the past. Now let's really anchor it in. Got the story? You know what you're telling yourself? Some of you still might be like, yeah, Dean, you don't understand. Just pretend with me here for a second. What about it was 5 years from now? And we're back here. We're back here. And that same story is the thing that's still holding you back. I just want to ask you that. It's 5 years from today. We're celebrating. How would that feel if you weren't making any more money? You're still in the same situation. The company was still doing great, but not amazing. You were impacting some people's lives, but not millions like you desire to do. You were in okay or bad shape because you're not that happy. Your relationship is okay. Or maybe it's worse, or maybe it ended because someone was just sick of watching you live an okay life. What if 5 years from now you are dimming your glow even more to match the people around you? What if your friends that were eager and aggressive moved on and you had to find a new set of friends that were okay with an okay? How would that feel in 10 years from now? How fast, let me just ask you guys something, and give me a thumbs up or a heck yes. How fast has the last 10 years gone by for you? The last decade, holy shit. Maybe I know they say when you get older, it goes faster. The last 10 years, oh my God, like that. How fast are the next 10 gonna go? Like that, okay, so now let's pretend it's 10 years from now. And we're sitting here, and you didn't start the business. You didn't scale the one you have. You didn't get out of the position you're in. You stayed in the shitty relationship. You stayed in the partnership that wasn't for you. You never went after your heart. You're not serving people. You're not impacting lives and making more money. You didn't write the book. You didn't start the course. You didn't do the real estate deal, or you didn't scale it. And you say, okay, Dean, yeah, 10 years. That'll be. No, I want you to feel it. It's 10 years from now. You look in the mirror, you got more wrinkles. Believe me, I got way more wrinkles now than I did 10 years ago. It's 10 years from now. You're even more out of shape. You're even a little unhappier. You had to surround yourself with new friends because your old friends left you. Or you kept the friends that you used to make fun of, the ones that were happy with a okay life. You went back down and hung out with them because at least you're a little bit ahead of them because you worked on your personal growth a little bit. You went after the business a little bit. What does that feel like? What does that pain feel like? What does feeling left behind feel like? What does it feel like to know you missed it? You listened to other people. You listened to that inner damn story, that limiting belief that held you back because you didn't upgrade your belief system. You didn't go from the 2.0 to the 3.0 to the 4.0. Listen, next inner circle, I'm gonna light you up. I'm gonna light you up on marketing strategies to take whatever it is you're doing to a whole nother level. But if you don't get this, we'll never get there. So now it's 10 years. Now I want you to fast forward all the way. You got that story? The one that's held you back in the past? The one that might be holding you back right now? Let me ask you about this. What if it's the end of your life? You live to be 100, and we get to be with our maker. And your maker says, tell me about your life. Got a few minutes here, tell me. You go, oh, you know, when I was 47 years old, I was gonna start over. I was in that job that was just killing me, or I had that business that wasn't really working. I was gonna start over and I was gonna impact people's lives. But you know, we had a weird president at the time and the economy was crazy and I really didn't go to college. I didn't have the money or my spouse didn't support me. Or, you know, I felt like I wasn't that smart. I had the imposter syndrome. So you can imagine your maker going, okay, so what did you do? Like, you know, I lived an okay life. I lived a good life. I showed up at work on time and I stayed until it was time to go home and I raised my 2.3 kids and they both went to college. And I could picture our maker being like, oh my God, another one. Are you serious? You let that shit ass story, I don't think our maker would say shit, but I can. I think our maker would say, you let that story, I had so much planned for you. You had limitless potential. I saw everything. If you're here with me right now, you're someone that has limitless potential. Believe me. I know, I've watched it. I've been in this industry, in the self-education industry for over 22 years. I've watched the people you least expect go to the moon. And I'd watch the people I did expect go to the moon when they change their belief after the belief changes. After you craft a new story, then absorb the capabilities from people that are already doing it. I could picture our maker sitting and going, oh my God, you don't get a second chance. You know, like frustrated, like I gave this, I made you human. I put you on earth. I gave you no boundaries. You didn't need anything. You didn't need anybody. All you needed was you. You had to believe that you could. You had to overcome that obstacle that was in your way. In fact, I put that obstacle in your way so you could overcome it and get better. And then there was three more obstacles in the way, but you never even got past the first one. How could I give you all the abundance, the joy, the success, the happiness that you wanted when you didn't fight for the first one? You didn't fight for the third one. You had to get through five hoops. The sixth hoop was your next level. The seventh hoop was your full potential. The eighth hoop was pure ecstasy, pure empowerment, pure control, and the ability to give back and inspire and help others. But you never got past phase two because you stuck with that story about your parents. I know your parents sucked. I know you didn't have the money. I know you were this, you were that, you lived in the wrong area. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, think about the people you admire the most. The people you respect the most, right? My new book's out, The Underdog Advantage. I talk about so many people who didn't have anything, They had disadvantages stacked up. How did they make it? Did someone come along and wave a magic wand or give them money? No, they changed their belief system. They created a new story. And once the story was changed, life was never the same. I hope this is resonating with everybody, because I want you to have the best year of your life. And I can't wait to coach you for the next year. I can't wait for you to be here every month with me. But if I don't get you to feel this, if this doesn't land in your soul today, it doesn't matter what I teach you. I can't serve you. I can't help you. We can't shift what it is that we're doing. So with that, there's one more thing I want to do to blow the story to shreds. Whatever story you have, again, some of you are doing great, want to do greater. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Figure out the story that you shared. And so many of you, literally hundreds and hundreds of you, shared your story. I would like for you to Google that story and find somebody with a similar story. No money, no resources, not the education, imposter syndrome, family didn't support them, live in the wrong area, dyslexic, broken, heartbroken. Whatever it is, I want you to do me a favor for you. You don't have to, this assignment's not because I'm not going to call you out on this assignment. This is for you. I want you to Google and find someone that had the same story. You know, did you ever do this? Did you ever, when you don't feel good? My wife, Lisa, is really bad at this. I have to stop her all the time. If she has a headache or her leg hurts or something, she'll Google it and immediately find the worst and be like, ah, oh my God, leg, it means it's a blood clot and it's going to hurt. I can't get in a plane, everything. Like, she'll go down this story. I'm like, oh my God, babe, if you Google anything you want negativity to, you could find it, right? I think that's what our subconscious does. I don't have money. That's why we're screwed. It's like, we're going to die. We got nothing, right? But we don't Google all the people that had a leg cramp or a leg pain that was nothing. It was absolutely nothing. It was because she was probably been exercising too much and being 6 months pregnant. She shouldn't, like, we don't Google all the great outcomes, right? We just Google the couple that went sideways. I think we do that with our story. So I'm going to ask you to reverse it and look for Google and find someone. And we got this amazing thing called the Google, right? Find someone who had your same disadvantages, right? Single mom, ex left with nothing, treat you like shit. What empowered, amazing woman went on to crush it, invent something cool and change the world? Got no money, didn't go to school, barely got out of college. Maybe you look up Richard Branson, who quit eighth grade, and everybody's guidance counselors, teacher told me he was nuts. Maybe you say, I'm broke, wife doesn't support me. Maybe you look up John Paul DeJorio at 20 years old. Wife handed him the baby and said, I'm out, I'm done, you're broke, you're a loser, you can have the baby, and plus, I spent all the money, didn't pay the rent, you got to get out of the house, and had to live in his car. Had a dream of creating Vidal Sassoon, but had to first start selling encyclopedias door-to-door, and then start selling shampoo door-to-door. I think you've heard of Vidal Sassoon, right? Or Paul Mitchell, excuse me. You've heard of Paul Mitchell, right? Then he went on to create Patron Tequila. Everybody said, oh, nobody's going to spend money for... Tequila's cheap. Who's going to spend a lot of money for tequila? You're crazy. Patron crazy. One of the top richest men in the world. Find a man. Find a woman. Find someone who has your story. And then you guess what you get to do? You get to realize that the story you've been telling yourself is bullshit. And you can call it bullshit because it's going to creep back in. Just because I had this conversation, you've heard this before, you've done it, but let's just be honest. Tell me the truth. You've heard this before, but are you doing it? Have you really obsessively worked on changing your story on an ongoing basis? And when your old story creeps back into your life, do you identify and go, no? Because I just want to tell you, over the last 30 years of being an entrepreneur, as soon as I changed this story when I was 22 years old, it never came back. And I've been just on this, no, it's bullshit. That broke kid, insecure, not that smart, envious of other people, all that stuff, all comes back all the time. I'm 51 years old. That stupid jackass limiting belief story creeps into my soul, into my heart on every level. I hate it. It's like, are you kidding me? I've been in personal growth for 22 years. Listening to Tony for 25 years and Wayne Dyer and all the rest of them. How the hell does that story come back in? How does those limiting beliefs, the insecurity, I'll go to walk in a conference room at 50 years old, blessed to have 13 companies that I started have gone on to do success I can't believe. And I'll walk into a, a meeting where they want to do business with me. And before I go in, I'm like, oh man, am I going to screw this up? Am I going to say the wrong? I'm like, wait a minute, who was, that story's back? You're still here? I got to shoot it. So how often do you have to do this? All the time. All the time. Every time. I don't care how successful you are. And if you've transcended this and nothing that pops up in your head, good for you. You're better than me. So what I'd say is find someone who had your story, get their story, and replace yours. Replace yours. I had dyslexia. Like, there's no way I'll ever be able to write a book. There was a point in my life where I said, I had dyslexia. Hell yes, I'm writing a book. No one believed in me and thought I was crazy to go into the knowledge industry. There was a point where I said, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not that smart. I'm an introvert, which I am. I'm not that good on camera, which I wasn't. Had cotton mouth, couldn't say three words on camera. Couldn't spell good, couldn't write good. I'm gonna write a book, I can barely spell a sentence. All those things used to be the reason why I wouldn't. And there was a time in my life I shifted and said, I'm gonna go in the knowledge industry. I'm gonna be good on camera. I'm gonna write the best books. I'm gonna tell the stories because I was broke, because I knew what it felt like, because I had dyslexia. I felt underestimated. I felt like the underdog. No one thought I'd make it. Everybody thought I was gonna just be a regular person and maybe make 800 bucks a week in a minimum wage job or working on cars. Not that any of that's bad. But because of those disadvantages, I am successful. Because my story now is, I want to be the guy with dyslexia that has multiple New York Times bestselling books. I want to be the guy that came from nothing and inspires people to see that they can. Same situation. Remember Gina's story? Nothing changed when Gina's story. Nothing miraculous happened except for one thing. She flipped the switch, new story. Nothing was different in my life. I didn't all of a sudden get all this support from my family or a loan, or I went back to college and got smart. Nothing changed, except I was naive enough to shift my story and make it real. Change your story, change your life. In a moment here, I want to take a couple questions. So if you want to write those down, I got a big no right there. A big no, if you could write down, because this is going to go quick and I don't want to miss them. But if you could write down your story right now, or not write down your story, write down a question for me. I want to answer. I got a little time here, so I want to answer a couple of questions. And if you're struggling with something or don't know how to change your story, or you just want to share, just write it down. Put a Q, do me a favor. Put a Q as question and then write out your question. And the last thing I want to encourage you to do is, I want to encourage you to find a new story. So again, your story doesn't have to be tragic. God, I hope I got that across, because some of you are like, I'm not in a really bad place, Dean. I just want to be in a better place. Okay, but there's still a story fucking you up. Excuse my language. So identify it. Do the work. Watch this again. Be a part of this community. Learn why I'm here every week, every month, pushing you to go forward. I can't give you the marketing if you don't have this, right? So you got the story. Now you're going to find somebody. You're going to call it a lie. And now what I really want you to do, I said craft a new one, but I kind of dismissed that too quick. I want you to find a new empowering story. I listed all those things that had against me. I love being underestimated. Just so you know, you want to know a little bit behind the curtain of Dean Graziosi? I love when people think I'm not going to get the deal. I love when people think that I'm not smart enough. I love when people think maybe I don't have the money to cover it. I love wearing a t-shirt pretty much every day. This is the first day I'm going to have a great t-shirt. I love wearing a t-shirt and jeans and sneakers everywhere. Every meeting, I don't care if it's a $15 million deal we're trying to put together. Jeans, sneakers, and I talk the least amount until the end, and then I want to close the deal. I love being underestimated. It empowers me, where it used to be like, oh, I wish I dressed nicer. I wish I had the little pocket thing that goes in the sharp suit. I love when guys dress like that, but that's not me. I used to admire that. Now I'm like, oh my God, that takes so much work to get ready. I got 50 gray t-shirts. It's either gray or dark gray. I love it. It's either gray Nikes or white Nikes or black Nikes. I love it. I found a way to create a new story. But here's the part that I'm going to end with. And a big now, I know you're getting me something. It's okay. You can write it down. I got a few minutes here. But this is the part I want you to craft a new story. So when the enemy, when that inner villain, when the devil, the subconscious, whatever the hell you want to call it, tries to tell you your old story. Yeah, you're not that smart. Oh, you don't have the money. Oh, your husband doesn't support you. Oh, you think you could train other people? You think you do real estate with no money? You think you're too young? You're too old? When that jackass story comes in, you need your new story so you can be empowered to shut that voice up. Because let me ask you something. How often do you have to sell yourself? biggest sales job we have to do in the world is on ourselves. How often do you have to sell yourself? Monthly? Yearly? New Year's resolutions. How's that work out when somebody sells themselves on the 2nd or 1st of January and then doesn't look at it again for a whole year? Doesn't work. It's why New Year's resolutions never work. You know how often you have to sell yourself? Every day. I have to sell myself every day. There's a lot of days I'm scared, still to this day. There's a lot of days I'm nervous. There's a lot of days I wonder if I'm biting off more than I can choose. A lot of days I'm like, maybe I should just settle down. I got enough money. I could just call it quits. No way. I'm going to make an impact to the day I die. They're going to have to wheel me out on stage at 100 years old. They're going to have to wheel me to an inner circle because I ain't giving up. I'm impacting lives. But you know what I need to do every day to fight the good fight, to overcome the obstacles, to not let the villain control my life? I got to tell myself a damn story. And you know what story I'm doing? My new empowering story. The story we're talking about today, because how often do you have to sell yourself on your dreams? Every day. You want to make more money? Sell yourself. Tell yourself that new story, that empowering story every day. Want to start the business? Every day. Scale the company you got? Every day. Fix your relationship? Every day. Get in better shape? Every day. Every day. So what did we talk about today? Identifying that shit-ass story. Make it real. Feel it. Feel the pain of what it cost you. Feel the pain of what it's going to cost you. Then we want to identify that it's a lie. Find someone that's got a different story. Craft your new story. Say your new story out loud. Then sell yourself on that story every single day. Once you have that, now you plug in the capabilities. Now you plug in KBB. Now you plug in how to make money in real estate. Now you plug in your own thing. You plug in whatever it is that you have going on in your life. And that's how people get exponential growth. Why is it some people seem so effortlessly climb to the top and other people struggle? Their story. What would I tell my 20-year-old self? Change your story, change your life faster. What would I tell every single person watching if you said, give me the one hack that can allow me more success, Dean? Change your damn story and continue to upgrade your story and sell yourself every day. That's the message to make 2020 the best year of your life. That's the message that'll carry us through month after month when we mentor right here in the inner circle. You carry that for the entire year. Watch what we do in 2020. Watch the lives we impact. Watch the change we make. Okay, got some stories here. How do you convince your wife to change her story too? That is such a great question. I was gonna be a little sarcastic, but I'm not. Can I tell you something? That is probably the number one question we get. How do I convince my husband? How to convince my wife? Because you get off a call like this today and you're all fired up and you go in and try to share with everybody and you're like, honey, listen, or your husband, your wife, your friends, and they're like, oh, Jesus, you're drinking, what would you watch, Tony Robbins or Dean or Brendan or somebody? Oh, come on. You're listening to Wayne Dyer? Come on, get real. This is our real circumstance. This is the future we have. Bullshit. Their story is just stuck. But if you try to convince them, you try to make them think differently, sometimes you just push them away or they get resentful. So I've just seen this forever. I ask this question. So only thing I can tell you, great question. Just keep becoming the best version of you. And don't be critical of them if they're not ready yet. And just open up and show them so much love. Show them who you're becoming. Show them your evolution. Let them know about your new story. They might be critical at first, but the more you do that, I've watched, you'll attract them. One day they'll go, maybe I can jump on that inner circle with when you watch Dean. Or what is that book Dean wrote? Maybe I should read that. I promise you that'll happen, but don't try to convince them. It'll frustrate you, it'll frustrate them. Just be a beacon of light so shiny that they're attracted to the light like mosquitoes on the zapper light, except you're the light of goodness and evolution. Keep being so bright that you pull them up. And the last thing I'll say is what my dear friend, my late friend, Sean Stevenson used to say all the time, don't you dare dim your glow to match anybody else's. Remember that. Okay, do you need to sell the story to your family or just keep being it and let them see, not waste energy selling the story to others? Really great question, and I think that answer kind of summarizes in here what I just said. I would just say be that beacon of light. Don't, not that you would, I can't tell by the number, just your name here, but just be that beacon of light, but not too proudly, right? When they make fun of people who like find meditation and consciousness, right? There was that funny meme going around. It's like ultra consciousness. Like you don't want to be like, oh, like, do you ever see somebody who say goes vegan, which is great. And I'm doing more plant-based now than ever, but somebody goes vegan and all of a sudden everybody who's not, it's just a jackass. Like you eat meat and they're like, You're going to eat meat? That's disgusting. You know what you're doing? You're killing the environment. You're killing your, oh, gross. How do you feel about that? You want to eat a steak this big in front of them and every bite you want to be like, mmm, that's so good. Right? You just don't do that. Like, you want, somebody's vegan, go, wow, you're vegan. Tell me about it. Say, you know, I'm still dabbling in meat, but I really want to go to plant-based because of this. I really want, like, you want to ease people into it. Don't act, not that, if you're watching me, I doubt you're that way. You know that that's not me, and you usually attract people that are like you. I hate that. So just be that beacon of light. Keep shining, keep growing. And when they see you start accomplishing more and the business is growing, the career is growing, the income is growing, they're gonna want what you want. All my friends told me I was nuts. All my friends thought I was crazy. My parents thought I was nuts. My siblings thought, my sister thought I was crazy. They don't anymore. Now I give them advice and I bring them along with me. How do I beat this imposter syndrome? Oh, you know what? Imposter syndrome, that's brutal. And I know it's real. For those of you who don't understand, it's like thinking I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough. Listen, I've had that, I didn't even know it was called imposter syndrome. I just always remember feeling like, when is everybody gonna find out I'm not that smart? I'm not that smart to, you know, run $100 million companies and brands and books and live events and own hundreds of houses around the country. It's like, I'm not that smart. I don't know business that well. Like, I used to tell myself, and it was all bullshit. I am that smart because I'm doing it. I am that smart because I failed and I learned from it. I have a story and I overcome my obstacles. I focus on solutions. When I'm really weak at something, I don't try to get better. I bring someone in who's smart. I either hire them or barter with them. Here's the thing. If you look at Abraham Lincoln, how many times did he fail before he came president? I obsessed on George Washington. That guy was way over his head, running the army and working on freeing and liberating America. He was way above his head. He wasn't a trained general. He didn't have the experience, but he did. He had the belief he could do it. And is the belief stronger than the experience? In my opinion, yes. Give me somebody with an absolute belief, with a passion, a person that's selling themselves every day with less capabilities, and then give me somebody with all the capabilities, all the schooling, but they're soft on the belief, I'll take the first person 100 out of 100 times, and they'll win 99 out of 100 times. You're not an imposter. You just were told, you're just judging yourself by an outdated scorecard. What if you don't know your story and what's holding you back? You know what? That's just a story in itself. That's your story. That's your story. You say you don't know the story because you're not digging deep enough. Why aren't you going after what you want? What's holding you back? It doesn't have to be a tragic story. You don't have to have the worst childhood in the world. What you have to do is identify, why are you not doing? Why are you telling yourself that you don't have a story? Like, you need to dig in and understand what it is that's holding you back. What's not allowing you to go forward? When you identify that, then fuel it. Feel the pain of it. See what it's cost you. Just what I said, same process. See what it's cost you. What will it cost you in the future? 5, 10, 20 years from now. What are you gonna say when you're with your maker if you let imagine being with your maker, you're 100 years old, you pass away and says, hey, I don't understand, why didn't you go after it? It's like, yeah, I never really could figure it out. Wasn't sure what was holding me back. Really wasn't sure what I wanted. I mean, just picture your maker be like, oh, Jesus Christ, not another one. Oh my God, really? You stuck with that for 5, 10, 20, 50 years? Come on, you got more in you than that. Find some hunger right here. Find some hunger, find some focus. Set a big, crazy ass goal. Create a compelling future for yourself. Get ready to fail. Get ready to look like a jerk. Be the misfit, the dreamer, the one that wishes for too much, the one that should get more realistic. Be that person. They're the ones that change the world. They don't make statues of someone saying, I'm not really sure. Come on, get some conviction. Stand for something, go for something. Make 2020 the year that shifts everything in your life. That's my message I wanted to share with you today. We're gonna have an amazing year here in the Inner Circle. Amazing year in Knowledge Broker Blueprint business. We're gonna impact lives, whether you're in our real estate training, and whether you're in workshops, you're coming to see me here at my office at the great workshops we're putting together, you're reading a book, or you're just a part of the inner circle, and you wanna take your business to another level. This is the place to be, where we're gonna continue to work on mindset, marketing, and momentum. so you can reach that full potential, so you can squeeze the juice out of life. So when you get with your maker, you sit down and go, oh, you got some time? Because I'm going to tell you what I went for. I'm going to tell you when I felt pathetic. I'm going to tell you the stupid story I used to tell myself. But then I'm going to tell you about my wins and the impact. That's my dream. And I hope that's the same dream for you. Guys, it's been a privilege and a pleasure to have you guys. I appreciate all the questions. I'll go back and read all your comments. I don't do it now because if I do, I'll get sidetracked. Oh, and my team, thank you, Abhigna. We invited some extra guests here, and a lot of you are asking how to be a part of this inner circle. You could go to, could somebody write it in here? It's Dean's Next Level. I think that's right. Go to deansnextlevel.com. There we go. Mike, you're magical. deansnextlevel.com and check it out. If you want to be a part of the inner circle, we're doing something really special for Christmas and New Year's. It'll blow your mind. So if you're not a part of it, you're going to want to be a part of this family. Go check it out. Something really, really cool. I don't know if there's a link on this page. You can click the link, but I doubt it. Just go to deansnextlevel.com when we're done if you'd like to be a part of the inner circle. But today, I hope you felt this. I hope your story can change. I hope you can upgrade your beliefs. And let me know. Just let me know. I'm going to go back and read all this. Let me know if I really spoke into your heart today, because I know what a lot of people think or want, right? You want that. Come on. I need a breakthrough. I want what it takes, Dean. How do I get successful? I want it. And in so many cases, even when I'm on stage, I think people are expecting something else, like expecting this like magical thing I can open up and star beams and sun shoots out and pixie dust falls out. And it's like, oh, that's how I go to another level. And in all my years, I realized that's not it. What is it? What I share today, what I share here month after month. I appreciate you guys. So many of you being inner circle members for years and being with me month after month. And our whole job is here, a culture of progress. If you're a better version of yourself this month than you were last month, then we're doing our job. Do miracles happen overnight? Sometimes, but not most of the time. We all overestimate what we can do in a year, underestimate what we can do in five. And if we chip away month after month, if I bring to you what I believe is the number one, the top strategies that got me from where I was to where I am, deliver it. That means you don't have to spend the next 10, 15, 20 years figuring out these little things. You could just rob them from me, implement. So I'm going to ask you, implement. Don't just watch. Don't just listen. Whether you're here live or you're watching the replay, don't just watch. Implement. That's how life changes. And again, for our guests who have asked, if you want to see what it's like to be a part of the inner circle, we're doing something really special for the holiday. Go to deansnextlevel.com. See how you could be a part of the family. For all my inner circle members, appreciate you all. Have an amazing Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. If you don't, then happy holidays. And the next time I talk to you, it will be 2020. I want all of you to have a new story. I want all of you to be selling yourself. And I want all of you to be ready for some kick-ass marketing and momentum training that will kick off the beginning of the year. I'm Dean Graziosi. Thanks for joining me. See you guys.